Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, July 29th. Grain markets higher overnight with wheat rebounding off of earlier lows, about 14 cents off those lows, bringing corn and soybeans up with it. So we've got December corn up 3¼ cents, 4.27¾. Commitment of traders Friday showed that funds had liquidated about 30 to 40,000 contracts of that 180,000 contract long position, down now to 153,000 contracts. Still a pretty decent long position down here at the bottom end of the recent range. In the wheat, we had September finish up 6¼ cents, 5.02¼. Kansas City SEP up 5¼ at 4.37¼, and Minneapolis SEP up 2¼ cents, 5.26¾. Funds are mixed in the wheat. Long 12,000 contracts in Chicago and short 18,000 in the KC contract. And in the beans, we had November finish up 3½ cents at 9.04½. Funds short about 38,000 contracts in Chicago. On the weather front, there were scattered showers across good portions of the Midwest, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, a little bit drier across Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio. And in the longer term outlook, we're looking for more scattered showers, but drier again in the 11-15 day and the 16-30 day across those portions of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. So that forecast may be lending a little support to the grains as well. Trade talks resume tomorrow in Shanghai. Markets obviously eagerly awaiting any developments out there. There is promises again of good faith purchases resurfacing in China based on these talks. Markets not putting a whole lot of faith in that, as that has been the story for quite some time. But we will have to see how things develop there. And outside markets, you've got the dollar up 13 ticks, 97.88. Crude oil up 12 cents a barrel at 56.31. And we've got the Dow trading up 25 points in the pre-opening markets. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.